Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
Marvel, what happened to you? We had a good thing going. Do you remember the Infinity Saga? 10 years together. And now, I don't know, if you don't go and get help, if you don't go and do something, I think it's going to be over. Just because I've been with you for 10 years, it doesn't mean that I'm going to stay with you. You have, don't look at me like that. No, it's not my problem. You're the one who refuses to get help. Welcome to my couples counseling session with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I am your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. This is the Council of Trent podcast, and this is Free for All Friday. So on Monday and Wednesday, we talk apologetics and theology. We talk about how to defend the Catholic faith. But on Friday, I just talk about whatever I'm in the mood to talk about. And so could be random things in science, history, art, music, literature, random things in general. Who knows what I'll come up with? Or things in music, television, the fine arts. Maybe I should do the return of classical Trent soon. People either loved or hated that guy when I did my episode on classical music. So maybe he will return at some point. Welcome back to classical music. No, I know he annoyed a lot of people. Maybe he can't be the whole episode. So I enjoy, obviously, you know, I have a wide array of aesthetic tastes. I appreciate fine art, classical music, but I don't want to be snobbish about that. I like those things when they're good. And there's some classical music that I don't really consider that enjoyable, but that's for another episode. But I also enjoy popular culture and popular movies that come out. And for a while, I had really enjoyed the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So there's a lot of ups and downs, and I'm a comic book buff myself. When I was a kid, I lived down the street from a comic book shop. I would go and buy Fantastic Four and X-Men comics. I watched the X-Men animated series previously on X-Men. So now my kids have watched all of those, and I love when they do that to fill them in on everything. And then as I got older in the 90s and early 2000s, just getting into high school. No, because I watched Batman the Animated Series. How old was I when, I want to say that I was like 10 years old. So Batman the Animated Series, it ran from, that was probably one of my favorite ones as a kid. It was ran on Fox Kids from 1992 to 1995. Yes, that's right. So I would have been from age 7 to 10. I was the perfect demographic for Batman the Animated Series. And that really kickstarted my love, especially for DC Comics, Batman, Superman. That's the stuff that was really made for me. So I love superhero stuff. And I also like Marvel. I prefer DC Comics more to Marvel Comics. But I loved X-Men, Spider-Man. I watched all that stuff as a kid. And I watch it now with my children. And when the Marvel Cinematic Universe debuted, I want to say it was in 2008 with Iron Man, I was just getting out of college. So I graduated college in 2007. So yeah, Iron Man came out 2008. Because I remember I was hanging out with friends who were still in college when I went to see Iron Man with them. And I was just blown away because before this, the superhero films that I had enjoyed watching, my favorite one was the 1989 Batman with Michael Keaton. Still one of my favorites as a kid. That was one I saw probably when I was like 6 years old, 7 years old. And I liked that it was dark, but it was exciting. And then you had Batman Forever, Batman and Robin came out. And you know, I think I was 9 or 10 years old and I liked it because I'm a kid and I like dumb things. And as I get older, I realize, wait, this was really bad. Batman doesn't have a credit card. And so I fell out of favor with superhero films. I mean, I like Blade, for example, but there wasn't really anything on the horizon. I really loved Batman Begins when that came out. I think that was like 2005. And I was blown away by Iron Man, but especially by the end credits scene where Nick Fury shows up. And I had only been vaguely familiar from the comics and also Spider-Man cartoons, things like that, with S.H.I.E.L.D. And Nick Fury. Mr. Stark, you're part of a larger universe. I'm here to talk to you about the Avengers Initiative. And it's like, oh my goodness, are they going to do Avengers? Are they going to do Avengers? And they build it up in phase one. And Marvel, why I love the Infinity Saga is because it's clearly building towards a particular purpose. Phase one, you've got Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Thor, Captain America, the movies are of varying quality, but they are all building towards a certain apex to Avengers. And I remember seeing Avengers 2012 with Laura. We went out with friends, and I had never seen a comic book movie like this, where you had people that I had grown to love their characters in other movies now being in a movie together with each other. And it was really an unparalleled experience. And then it gets amplified as the Infinity Saga goes on with other movies that are put forward with the Guardians of the Galaxy, with all of the other elements, with the Thor sequels. When you put all, you know, the Captain America sequels, Captain America Civil War, Avengers Age of Ultron. And so it goes, it goes, it goes, and it builds until finally we get to Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame. And all of this, Black Panther, everything has built up organically. And it's like seeing the pieces of the puzzle finally fitting together. And I remember seeing Avengers Infinity War, and I didn't know how they were, I knew they were going to do a part one and part two. Just wondering, okay, how are they going to do this? And when they ended Infinity War with the snap, and then that was just the end of the movie, and there seemed to be no hope, I just did a slow clap, and I laughed. Because I couldn't believe that they did that, and they were willing to keep us on the hook for a year to continue on. And then you had Endgame, and my wife and I were such suckers. We cried. We cried when Captain America picks up Mjolnir, Thor's hammer. And some of you might be thinking, what an... Actually, if you stayed this long into the podcast, you're not going to deride, you know, I'm not going to be like, you're a nerd. No, it's a story that I enjoy, and it's done well, and it's with characters that you can really relate to. And that's great for a story. Christian's got to work more on that. Make good stories with great characters. There's not much to it. So it's simple. It's not easy. It's a simple thing to do, but it's not easy to do. And watching it again, I got that same experience because I've shown my kids the Marvel Cinematic Universe and finally sitting down and watching Endgame with them, and they're jumping and they're cheering during the final battle in Endgame. It was just the payoff was absolutely worth it for everything that had been built up over a decade with these characters. And they didn't go woke. I mean, in Endgame, there's like a throwaway line about, I went out on a date with a guy. But it's a blink. It's like... A blink, you'll miss it. It's barely there. It's like, okay, fine, whatever. But they kept the story. Now, there were peaks and valleys with the movies. They're not all uniform quality. Like, for every Captain America, the Winter Soldier, you have Thor, the Dark World. You know, you've got varying degrees of quality in these films, but they all built towards and were moving towards a particular end goal. And you could see that, and it made sense, and it was enjoyable. And I liked it. And then when the Infinity Saga was over, just thinking like, wow, what are they going to do now? What is Marvel going to do now to up the ante and to continue this? And as so what I want to do now is I'm just going to talk about the upcoming phases in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, especially focusing on what is called Phase 4 and where they're going and why I've kind of lost faith. I've lost faith in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It takes a lot to bring me out now to watch something that's a Marvel property because I feel like they lost their direction. They lost what they had with the Infinity Saga, which were phases 1, 2, and 3, those previous films from 2008 until 2020 or 2019. So let's just go through them and I'll explain why. There are ups and downs here. Some of them actually show a lot of promise, but okay. So let's just jump right into it. The first one, starting off phase 4, is the Black Widow film with Scarlett Johansson. This one deserved to be in phase 3. That should have been, because of the pandemic and other stuff that happened, that one would have made way more sense after Captain America Civil War. You should have had the movie then. So I don't even want to judge this as a part of phase 4. This would have been an okay part of phase 3, building up Black Widow's character. But otherwise, I didn't think the movie was that great. I think that it wasn't as compelling of a story arc for her. I think they treat her too much like a video game character. Like, she's not a super soldier like Captain America. She's just a very skilled assassin. But she gets thrown around like a rag doll and doesn't actually get hurt. That's just one of my critiques. Otherwise, I didn't find it as compelling. But it's not a bad movie. I watched it on a plane. I didn't find it to be... When I watch it on a plane and I fast forward through stuff, that's when I know it's not that great of a movie. Next, you have Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings. I actually like that movie. That's one that I have watched multiple times, which is a sign that it's actually good. It develops a new property, and it's always great when Marvel dives into new properties and develops people. They did that with Guardians of the Galaxy. They did it, of course, with Iron Man, all these properties people weren't as familiar with. And that had a good arc to it. It had characters you could really bond with. They didn't stick the landing. The ending of it was way too Marvel CGI, so I didn't like that. But otherwise, it was a nice use of the kung fu genre in Marvel. I love when Marvel tries different genres in their films. And so I liked that. I thought, okay, Shang-Chi could be like a big part of the Phase 4 and wherever they're going to go with this new overarching story. Eternals, didn't bother to see it. It got really woke. It looks boring. It looks like a bad Ridley Scott film. And the Eternals are a really weird part of Marvel. Didn't bother to see it. Not going to see it because of the reviews that I've heard from it. Because my time is valuable. I just can't. Spider-Man No Way Home. Amazing. I cried. That what's hard about that is it's not even so much about the success of that film. Is not really the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's just the Spider-Man ethos put into one film. That was done really well, especially bringing in Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire for not cameos. They're integral characters in the film. I like it. I do think it starts a little bit slow. It's a bit of a slow burn as a start. But otherwise, I think Spider-Man No Way Home is amazing, especially because it resets the Spider-Man character to who he should be. That throughout the MCU, the problem with Spider-Man is that he's really Spider-Boy. That Tom Holland, who plays a great Peter Parker, a high school Peter Parker, he feels more like a kid in the shadow of Iron Man and the Avengers. He always feels like Spider-Boy. It's not until Spider-Man No Way Home and the death... spoiler alert. Look, it's been out now for nearly 2 years. Why I didn't say... Did I say the death of... Did I say... I'm going to go back and listen to this. I'll delete it if I said... Somebody dies. I'm not going to say who. But the fact is, he becomes Spider-Man. His character arc really reaches its fulfillment. And at the end, he is Spider-Man. So much so that it's changed so much, you could probably recast the character and it'd be fine with where everything's going. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, it was okay. I might be willing to watch it again. So, it's not like Black Widow. But even there, there's the big cameos of the Illuminati, Professor X from the X-Men movies, John Krasinski is Mr. Fantastic, Fantastic Four. And then they're immediately shuffled off in a gruesome way, actually. And there, those cameos are what I was afraid the cameos in Spider-Man No Way Home would be. So looking at that just for the films, and then what's called Thor, Love and Thunder, didn't see it, don't bother to, I don't care to see it. It looks like it's really succumbed to the Marvel bad habit of cramming in as many jokes as possible. And it just doesn't do a lot with the Thor character. So it doesn't seem that interesting for me. And then I'm willing to give Black Panther Wakanda Forever a chance, but that's going to come out later this year. We'll see. So those are the films in Phase 4. And what's hard is, at least in Phase 1, they were all moving towards Avengers. Or in Phase 2, the Infinity Stones are really taking off, and we're going towards Avengers Age of Ultron. Like, it's all, you see everything moving together. Here in Phase 4, and that's just the films. That's not talking about the TV shows, which really, a lot of them don't help. This is where I think why Marvel's having a hard time. Before, if you wanted to follow the Marvel storyline, you had to see like 2 movies a year. That's doable for many people. And even then, if you skipped 1 or 2, it's not that big a deal. But now with the Disney Plus series, catching up with all the TV shows, I haven't watched more than half of them. I've barely watched any of them because I just can't commit to that. I watched WandaVision because that was kind of the first one, and I thought that was really interesting. But I hated that Wanda was really the bad guy in WandaVision. She brainwashed a whole town. They should have just led with she's the villain and it ends with her being the villain. And that would have made more sense to set up for Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. But I thought it was an interesting premise, so I was willing to watch it, but I just didn't like how it kind of devolved at the end. Didn't watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I heard it's really woke and just really not that interesting. I don't care. Hawkeye, I tried watching that, but it's not really about Hawkeye. It's about Kate Bishop. Once again, where are we going with all of this? Where is it going anywhere? Moon Knight, I don't know anything about Moon Knight. Apparently, it's about a guy who has dissociative identity disorder as a superhero. Weird Egyptian mythology. Didn't bother to put into it. Doesn't seem interesting. Same with Miss Marvel. I watched Loki. Loki, because I love Tom Hiddleston as Loki. I liked Loki, but I wouldn't watch it again. I don't know why. It was more about the mystery involved, and I thought it had a lot of fun moments to it. Loki is really the one that is setting up more that Phase 4, 5, and 6 are dealing with the multiverse saga. And that could be a big thing, like, what do we do about this multiverse? And that's a cool thing to explore if the movies and the TV shows are really planned out in that direction. But it feels all over the place. And so I can't really get on board with the magic of the overarching story you had in the Infinity Saga, the Multiverse Saga really seems to be lacking that. And they're doubling down on just the woke ideology that I don't want to see in these movies. I don't want my kids seeing. But I don't really care to see. And that is would be She-Hulk. I actually wanted to give She-Hulk a chance from the trailers. The CGI didn't look great, but it's an interesting character, and it looked like fun. But then when I heard the reviews coming out, that it's a bunch of feminist propaganda, overindulgent. I'm better at controlling my rage than you, Bruce, because women have to control their rage all the time. Otherwise, we're going to be murdered. Actually, most murder victims are men, not women. Anyways, I just couldn't get into that. I'm hopeful for a few things. I'm hoping for Ant-Man 3. I love the Ant-Man series, and that really dives more into the main villain of the Multiverse Saga, who is Kang the Conqueror. I think he's played by, who plays Kang the Conqueror? It was Jonathan, Kang the Conqueror actor is Jonathan Majors. Yeah, that's right. Jonathan Majors. He was in the Loki series. I liked him in Loki. And I think he'll play a very menacing version of Kang in Ant-Man 3. And so if they can pick it up in phases 5 and 6 to really lean into the multiverse saga, they're going to go into this Secret Wars stuff. It's another excuse to get all the characters in one movie fighting together. But I worry it's just going to try to copy what they did in Endgame. And it's not going to have the same effect to it. Like when I looked, it's not at the TV shows. The one TV show I'm interested in is Secret Invasion, with Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury. That could be cool if the vibe is a lot like Captain America Winter Soldier, which is probably my favorite Marvel Cinematic Universe film. Take out Endgame and Infinity War. They don't really count for this. It's not fair. But Winter Soldier is probably my favorite. But when I look at the films coming up in Phase 3, I'm looking forward to Ant-Man, not Guardians or Marvels. I think they're going to botch Blade. I don't care at all about Captain America. Thunderbolts could be interesting. That's where all the villains get together. It's kind of like the task in DC. You have Task Force X, the bad guys who work for the government. That's the Thunderbolts in Marvel. But here, I'm worried that it's just still, it's not going to really stick. But maybe it's an interesting concept. Willing to give them some credit on that. And then you have Marvel Phase 6. And Phase 6, the films in that, there's only 3 films. They did not need a Phase 6. What are they doing here? That's just Fantastic Four. Maybe they can make it work, but everyone's been botched. Then it's the big Avengers movies in 2025. These are going to be like Infinity War. That's going to be Kang Dynasty and Avengers Secret Wars. But when I look at all of everything leading up to it, it feels so disjointed. I don't know how they're going to get all these people together in a way where you... Because in Endgame, I actually cared about all of the protagonists that ended up at the final battle. I cared about all of them and had great backstories with them. I just don't see how they're going to be able to do that here. But I'm probably going to be a sucker, and I'm going to go because, that's just who I am. But maybe Hollywood will come up with other movies to compete. I mean, Top Gun Maverick, that's an existing intellectual property, but it's basically a brand new movie. You could enjoy that movie without seeing the original Top Gun. In fact, in many ways, Top Gun Maverick is better than the original Top Gun, in my opinion. So yeah, thank you for joining my Marvel Cinematic Universe therapy session of why I feel like it's kind of fallen apart. Maybe you feel the same way. You're just kind of burned on it. You want something new. I kind of want that also. So thanks for indulging my little therapy session on that. I hope you guys just have a very blessed weekend.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.